For marketing agencies and social media managers looking to prove the value of their work, I've got something special for you. Agora Pulse is not only Social Media Examiner's tool of choice as an all-in-one social media management tool, it also allows you to track the traffic, conversion, and revenue from every social post, comment, and private message. Learn how to prove your social media ROI with a free training or a free trial by visiting agorapulse.com/SME today. Again, agorapulse.com/SME.
Not going to lie, a little nervous. Let's get this party started. Disruption. It doesn't really matter whether you are a marketer or you are a creator of some sort, a writer, a podcaster, a video creator, or you're an entrepreneur. Unquestionably, we are living through a time of massive disruption. Massive disruption. Got artificial intelligence, which is threatening a lot of the things that we do. We have the social platforms that are constantly changing. It's getting harder to get more reach. Harder to get more exposure, harder to get your message through. You can create some of the best work in the world. You can have one of the best products in the world, but if no one sees it, that's a real problem. So what do we do? How ought we think? What should be our focus when everything around us seems to be not working? Well, I'd love to share some of my thoughts about the world of disruption. As you can tell by my hair, I've got some gray hairs. I am 55 years old. I've been around for a few years, and I remember when there was no internet. I remember when there was no email. I remember when there was no Facebook. I remember when there was no YouTube. I remember when there was no blogging. I remember when everything went through distributed middle people, middlemen, who would decide your fate. Now, we live and operate in a world where the internet is the great disintermediary. It's the disruptor. It allows anyone, as long as they know what they're doing, to be able to get in touch with the right people. We live in an unprecedented era in human history where we can actually get our message to the people that we want to get our message, to have more viewers, more readers, more listeners, more buyers, more leads, whatever it is that you seek. And this has been absolutely incredible. Yet, things have changed. Things have changed. And I remember way back in the day when I used to work for this company called Sears. Some of you know who Sears is. Sears isn't really around anymore in any substantial way. And I remember I was one of the young people, and I was in the electronics department and the computer department selling all this awesome new technology. And there were gray hair folks like me that were moaning and complaining about how everything has changed, about how they used to earn a lot more commission and how it's getting harder and harder, and they have to sell more and more to make the same amount of money. So what does that really mean? What did that teach me? That disruption has been going on forever. This is not a new thing. The idea that we are in disruption has not changed at all in a century, because everything is constantly in a state of disruption. And if you can accept that in your mind, that guess what? Things are by their very nature going to change. Then you can alter your thinking. Then you can finally get in a place where you can say to yourself, how ought I adjust my mindset? How ought I prepare for disruption? How ought I take advantage of disruption? How ought I change my perspective on things? Because the truth of the matter is that if you fight against a river, the river will win, because the force of nature is exceptionally powerful. So is there a way to just get in and ride along with the river, take advantage of these little opportunities when you see them? I believe there is. But I do believe it requires us to change our thinking. It requires us to have eyes to see what's happening around us so that we can alter. Because this is one of the biggest mistakes that I made as an entrepreneur, is assuming what I have today, I will have tomorrow. It's assuming what worked today will work tomorrow. It's assuming that this is going to go on forever. Anyone who's ever known anyone who's a music star, I don't care who they are, the biggest pop stars in the world, eventually fade because they don't evolve with the times. They don't change. Or they just don't acknowledge the fact that there's a season for things. So here we are in this state of disruption, this unusual place where nothing seems to be as it should. everything is in flux. How do I think about this? Well, this is where I think looking into the future a little bit and trying to predict where things are going is really useful. I'll give you an example. People tend to read less than they used to. When I started Social Media Examiner back in 2009, it was all about the written word. Now it's very much about video. It's very much about audio, which is part of the reason why I'm experimenting with you right now. I'm beginning to try to do something that the artificial intelligence systems cannot do, give you opinion and give you perspective. I believe now people want to hear and they want to see and they also want to read. It's getting harder though because we are becoming more and more visual. Actual opinions. People want to know what people think. They want to know how to think. They're not searching for this. You didn't search for this video. This video found you for whatever reason. This audio that you're listening to found you for whatever reason. So the days of people searching on search engines for things is fading away. Why? Because artificial intelligence can answer those very same questions. The days of us just randomly showing up in search by search engine algorithms and stuff, that's changing too. Traffic is only going down. So what do we need to do? As creators, as marketers, as entrepreneurs, I hypothesize that we need to share opinions, perspective, thought, wisdom, stories, experiences. You know, back when I founded Social Media Marketing World, back in 2013, guess what we were talking about back then? Believe it or not, we were talking about blogging and we were talking about Facebook and we were talking about a lot of other things, but blogging was one of the big things and podcasting was one of the big things. Now, you and I both know that's not social. That's broadcast mediums, right? But that's what we were talking about back then because that's what we thought social media was. Over time, as we evolved, we began covering other kinds of topics like strategy, paid acquisition, organic, artificial intelligence, all these other topics that are becoming hot new topics now. We had to roll with the times. We had to evolve the kind of things that we covered. If we kept doing what we've always done, we wouldn't be here continuing to do this conference almost 11 years later. So we're in a state of disruption. You're in a state of disruption, whether you even know it or not. You might feel like everything is working and everything is awesome, but the truth of the matter is things are changing. And if you're not aware of them, just look around and ask some of your peers. Everything is changing. We are in a state of constant disruption. As a result, we need to have our eyes wide open. We need to embrace the river, if you will. We need to jump into the river and try things we're uncomfortable with, which is exactly why I'm coming to you today on video, which is not my domain expertise. This is the first time I have done an unscripted video that's approaching 10 minutes in my life with no script. All I knew today was that I was going to come to you and I was going to talk to you about disruption. So what I need to hear from you is, do you want to hear more of this kind of content? I, as a creative person and a creator, need to know if I'm heading in the right direction. Is this the kind of content that you want to hear more of? Did I make the right decision by buying my lavalier microphone and Rode wireless thing and all this lighting rig and talking to my film daughter to set all this stuff up and putting my airplane on airplane mode and filming this in the middle of a thunderstorm with my kids in the background and all the other distractions and just going for it? Did I make a mistake or did I do the right thing? Is this an experiment worthy for me to you? I won't know unless you tell me. I really need to hear from you. I would love to continue to cover the topic of disruption. I want to know if you're feeling disrupted in your various walks of life. Like I said, marketing, creators, entrepreneurships, all those kind of things I hoped to focus on with the creation of this new thing that I'm creating. Let me know what you think. By the way, my name is Michael Stelzner, founder and CEO of Social Media Examiner. Have an amazing day.
If you're like so many fellow marketers and creators and entrepreneurs, you're probably wondering, how do I put AI to work? Well, be sure to listen to the AI Explored podcast, a new show from Social Media Examiner, hosted by yours truly, Michael Stelzner. Again, check out the AI Explored podcast.